This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists and sectoral experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi to seek the views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting serves as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today alleged that rampant corruption, maladministration under the Trinamool Congress-led government ruined West Bengal. Addressing a press conference in Kolkata today, Mr. Shah accused the ruling Trinamool Congress government, led by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, of failing to address the infiltration issue. The minister claimed that BJP will form government with two-third majority in the state after winning the West Bengal Assembly elections next year.
In 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP got 41% of votes and 18 seats. The party got 21% of votes and 77 seats in 2021 Assembly elections. The party, which got 3 seats in 2016, got 77 seats in a span of 5 years.
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have been placed on high alert along the line of control LOC and international border ahead of New Year celebrations. The heightened vigilance aims to ensure robust border security and prevent any infiltration of ceasefire violations during the holiday period. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken cognizance of the murder of a Tripura student, Angel Chakma, in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. It has issued a notice to the state government seeking for a detailed report on the action taken in the matter so far. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, reiterated that the nation must speak in one voice to stop discrimination against people from the Northeast or any regions of the country. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, dedicated year 2025 to governance reforms which aimed at ensuring ease of living and ease of working. Addressing a year-end press conference in New Delhi today, the minister said for achieving ease of living, those responsible for delivering services must also be provided ease of working. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill, keeping present needs in mind and to remove shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. He was addressing media at a press conference in Bhopal today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed deep concern over reports on alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted the ongoing diplomatic efforts remain the most viable path towards ending hostilities and achieving lasting peace. The Prime Minister urged all concerned parties to remain focused on these efforts and to avoid any action that could undermine them. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia passed away in Dhaka this morning. She was 80 years old. Khalida Zia's funeral prayers will be held in Dhaka tomorrow. Bangladesh has declared 3 days of state mourning. A one-day public holiday will be observed tomorrow, the day of a Namaz-e-Janaza. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former Bangladesh Prime Minister. Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Odisha today. Parts of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand are expected to witness a cold day today. The Weather Department said very dense fog conditions during morning and night hours is likely to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh and Punjab and Delhi till tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended flat in a volatile trade today. The Sensex dipped 20 points to close at 84,675, while the Nifty slipped marginally by 3 points to settle at 25,939. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue will look to clean sweep the series after having already taken an unassailable 4-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.